Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Let's go.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
You know, we spent a lot of yesterday's show, at least toward the end of it, talking about banking. There was a kid. He's 18. He gets $30,000 put into his account by accident. And what does he do? He goes and spends it all super quick. Buys a car, $5,000 on an ATM card, just starts spending. And he gets in trouble because there's an agreement you make with the bank that if a bunch of money lands in your account, you got to say something. And everybody knew he knew, right? Everybody knew he knew.
Of course.
So he got in trouble. Lunchbox was very offended for the kid. He felt like he was unjustly penalized.
Yeah, the bank has no responsibility in this. It's all on the person that gets the money. I mean,
then
ridiculous.
We kind of explained to Lunchbox how banking works and how a bank works. Like, the money you put in, they get to go do with it whatever they please. Now, they're still going to have your money when you go, hopefully. And they're going to give you interest, but they're also investing that money.
But what if they make bad investments? What if they do?
Well,
I'm
glad you asked because we have Patty on the phone.
Thank you.
Patty in Massachusetts is on the phone. Hey, Patty, welcome to the show. You work at a bank, right?
I do. And I do work in a bank. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your position at the bank?
I work in the accounting department. I'm the controller.
Okay, so Lunchbox, do you have any questions about bank? This is the last segment we're going to do on this, but I feel like you have a lot of questions about the bank.
Well, so Patty, I mean, first of all, when you deposit some money in someone else's account, don't you think you guys should be responsible for that and you should just be like, hey, that's our bad. We'll make it up somewhere else?
It definitely depends on the amount. But no, if we make a mistake, we have to fix it. And if someone keeps making a mistake, then they're addressed as an employee. But no, it's not your money.
Okay, so let's say you go belly up. Like, I mean, you guys take my money and you lose it. How do I get my money back?
So hopefully you're at a bank that's FDIC insured.
What does that mean?
And if your bank goes belly up, Federal Deposit Insurance Company, they guarantee your deposits up to $250,000.
So anything you deposit up to $250,000 is covered, it's insured.
So if I have over $250,000 in the bank, I should take it out?
Unless your bank has excess deposit insurance. Like in Massachusetts, we have an additional fund that will insure more than $250,000. So your bank
over that? No, I don't have that much. I'm just trying to sound cool.
Why'd you ask that question? Okay. What else would you like to know?
I mean, I don't know what else to ask. I don't know anything about a bank. So, I mean, I'm so confused. I started my checking account when I was in fifth grade.
Lunchbox
at Reed Elementary, and that's all I know.
That inside the vault is every dollar that everybody's brought to the
bank. Right, because what if everybody wants to come get their money? What do you do?
Typically, they don't want you to take large amounts of cash out. They'd rather give you a bank check.
Well, yeah, I know they don't want to, but hey, their choice. It's my money. Like, don't give me a check. Give me the cash, fool. Like, I mean, like, I don't understand.
She doesn't know how to respond.
I don't know how to answer them sometimes.
Like, that's your way of stalling. Like, if you, I'll give you a check. That means you don't have my money.
I mean, if you want to take your money out, you can. It's not safe to take all your cash out in cash. It would be safer with a check, but they're not going to not let you take your cash. It's your money.
So all the money that you deposit, I told Lunchbox the bank then takes and does, you know, some investing of its own. That's how it makes money.
Yep.
So can you explain to him?
So hopefully whatever account your money's in Lunchbox, you're earning interest. So that's the bank's way of paying you for using your money. And then the bank uses that money to either make loans, like Bobby said, or invest in investments.
Like, what do you mean? Like, someone comes and pitches a business like Shark Tank and you guys invest in it?
No. No, like bonds and securities.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Well, Patty, I appreciate you calling.
I think I got a savings bond for selling chocolate one time when I was a kid. But
you won it?
Yeah, $50 savings bond.
And where is it now?
I don't know. Oh. I just remember winning.
And so you that thing could be worth $1 million now.
Seriously? You got to find
that. It's worth $1 million now.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
If you haven't touched it since then.
I mean, it's $50, man. I don't even know what
it starts as 50, but it doubles every day after a year.
Stop it.
Yes. After, if you don't spend it.
Oh, man, I got to call my parents today, see what they did with that crap. Because I remember it. I mean, Balcony's Little League, man. You got a $50 savings bond for winning chocolate selling. Holy crap.
Doubles every single day after a year if you don't spend it.
Well, if I was.
Do the math.
I was probably 11.
Mm-hmm.
That's been 30 years, man. I don't even know how to do the math. I mean, Patty, can you do that math? You work in accounting.
I could, but that's a lot of money, Lunchbox. You should go check on that.
See, and
you
she's in,
come back to work tomorrow.
She's in banking. You're out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. All right, Patty.
Like, I don't even know what a savings bond is. Is it like a piece of paper? Like, I have no idea. Like, when I was 11, I won, and I just...
If it's that old, it's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
There's no way my parents kept that.
All right, hey, Patty, thank you for your help. We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh.
Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're done with the banking talk.
Yes.
I've never done as much banking talk in my whole life.
Gosh.
But I like
it. Do you guys feel a little more angry now?
No. I knew the system. That's why I got involved in the system.
Oh, so you support the bank using your money?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's what you should use your money.
Go protest. Okay, look, we're here. Let's get started. It is time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
All right, it's the parent and iPhone situation, Amy. We've talked about it many times, and that's what this email is about. Hello, Bobby Bones. My daughter is turning 13 soon. For her birthday, we agreed to get her an iPhone. The one stipulation is that we install this app on her phone that allows me and her father to monitor or even record everything she does on her phone.
Love it.
It can record phone calls, text messages, and the media they receive or share. I have no reason not to trust my daughter, but I'm trying to protect her. She hates the idea of having her activity monitored. Does putting this app on her phone make me a helicopter parent? Any advice? Signed, mom of soon-to-be teen. Amy, you go.
Man, it's a wild, crazy place out there on the phone and in the internet and all that stuff. I get it. I feel you as a mom. Without knowing exactly what the app is and what, you know, I don't know that you're a helicopter mom, but listen, her safety is your priority. And like I said, it's scary out there. We monitor our daughter's phone. We don't have an app that shows us every move, but we can lock it at any given moment, certain hours. There's restriction. We restrict what places she can go to if she wants to download anything. I have the right to at any moment say, hey, let me see your phone. I just want to scroll through and see who you've been texting, what you've been saying. And I have done that. So in a way, I'm sort of doing the same thing. And my daughter is cool with it because she gets an iPhone. My daughter was like, I'll do anything. I just want to finally get a real phone.
I think you brought up a good point, too. I think it's easier if you do it when you give the phone.
Yeah.
Like if you take some privacy, but you give the phone. Or if you give me a phone for a while, then you go, now I feel like monitoring it. That's probably and you're not going to be wrong, but I'm saying that's probably a different discussion, a different feeling from the kid. It's like you gave them something and now you're taking something back. But I like that. You're giving her a phone. I have no problem with this at 13. Are you kidding? If you're even, and you're like, I don't want to give my kid a phone at 13, even then I'm going to go like, okay, cool. You're the parent. Nah, it's 16, 15. We start to have an issue of your kid probably needs to get a hold of you. But at 13, heck, I have no problem with you putting an app. I guess the only question I would ask is, and I know the answer here, is does she know it? Like I would want...
Yeah. You don't want to hide it from her.
Right.
Be as transparent as possible. And you know what? If you're a parent too and you're like, well, shoot, I already gave my child their phone and I didn't have this type of conversation, it is difficult to go back, but that can be done. Like, there's things I've learned as a parent and I've had to go back and switch things up. But I just sat down and I was honest and be like, hey, I'm not perfect. I mess up as a parent, but you're my number one priority and I care about you deeply and I'm doing this for you. And you can even sit down and come up with a little contract together. And if they don't abide by it, then their phone gets taken away.
I want to put this app on Eddie's phone and I'd see what he's doing.
Hey,
that was what I would like
you,
to do.
Does she say the name of the app?
No.
This sounds like a fantastic
app. I like to sneak that on a few of you guys and look at your activity during the show.
I don't know.
I think that would be good. And I'm not telling you.
If
I'm
you
not
wanted to do that, you would have done that at the beginning. It's too late now.
Parent, mom of soon to be teen, the fact that you care so much, that's awesome. The fact that you say, okay, I'm going to give you a phone. Here you go. I know you want one. That's great. And the fact that you're saying, I'm going to make sure that you're not doing anything crazy is A plus. Do it. It's a conversation again at like 15 or 16. But it's just a conversation again.
Yeah, you can evolve.
Yes.
And, you know, even dangle that in front of them. Like,
they get in trouble
as
a lot
you
at 14.
Older.
You ain't getting off at 15.
Right.
So can they prove their maturity and that they're responsible enough?
Oh, yeah. I've had my daughter earn things, and she's also had things completely taken away.
That's what I want to put on Eddie's phone. Make sure he's responsible enough during the show.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the deal. That's the mailbag. Thank you for emailing us. Close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Let's check in with everybody about their personal lives in a segment we call What's the Haps? Hey!
Hey! What's the Haps?
Go over and talk to Lunchbox first. Lunchbox.
Well, guys, you know I got that role in Bat Out of Hell, and I was like, yeah, I'm in.
The play in Vegas.
Yes, I'm going to be live on stage, Las Vegas, Paris Hotel Casino. Well, I'm thinking I'm not going to take it. Because I didn't even think about this.
You're backing out now.
Well, I never negotiated a salary. I never talked about, like, my suite, my travel accommodations, like, what kind of amenities I'm going to get. I didn't do any of that.
What do you want?
Man, I would...
Money-wise, per show.
Oh, per show, like, if Friends got $1 million per episode, I was thinking probably $5,000 to $10,000 per episode.
But that's an episode that is being seen nationally
for Friends.
But you want $5,000 an episode.
Yes.
A production.
Production. Per production.
LB 5K. Okay.
Yep.
And then travel.
Travel, I like a private jet. Just like Garth.
Huh. Okay.
Like, I'm there, and if I need to come home, boom, on the private jet.
Okay. And
finally? I'm like a suite like Adele. Mm-hmm. I get to like a $55,000 a night suite that she got for her residency, so I'd like something like that with a butler, all that.
Hey, Scuba, could you let them know his demands? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll get right on it.
Yeah, my agent called me. He was like, dude, really that's
you don't have an agent. You don't have an agent. Just let him. Will you just ask him?
Yeah.
Because we can at least let him know. He's clueless here as to his amenities and his travel his pay.
Yeah, we can fill that gray area for you.
Yeah, we will absolutely get this information for you, okay?
Okay, because until then, I don't know if I can do it.
So are you saying now, because we'll let him know that unless they give you great pay, travel, and amenities, you're out.
Oh, my gosh.
You're saying that right now?
Yeah, I had to. I mean, my agent called me and was like, dude, I'm excited for you, but you didn't even negotiate, like, contract-wise. You just had diarrhea of the mouth and were like, yeah, I'll take it. You didn't have any bargaining power. I was like, dang it.
But you don't have any bargaining power.
Well, now I do. I'm back in.
Okay. What?
I'll find out. Okay.
Thank you. Let me know.
All right. What's the haps? Hey!
What's the haps?
Amy, what's going on?
Well, just a little PSA to not be tempted by those massage chairs. They have them at the jump places where your kids can just jump around and parents can sit in a massage chair, but you pay for it. Well, I paid $5 for 15 minutes, and about minute three, I for sure was in pain. Like, it was not right. Something was just off, but I still had a lot of time left, and I had spent money on it, so I made myself sit there for the whole 15 minutes.
So you went through the whole torture chamber of 12 more minutes?
Right, and I'm in more pain afterwards than I was before, and I'm probably going to have to spend money on my chiropractor to fix me, so this whole situation costs way more than it should have.
But that's on you.
Yeah, it is. But okay. It's like I'm letting other people know, don't fall for it. Just don't. It's tempting, but do something else.
Those chairs are never good.
They're never good.
Never.
But I get not wasting money. I mean, you put $15
so you're just going to sit
absolutely.
In it.
Yeah, I mean. Yes.
You're
going
to get worse.
Yes.
Okay. Hey.
Hey. What's the hat?
Eddie, what's going on?
Man, I took my 3-year-old fishing this weekend, and it was amazing. They were biting. and my three-year-old caught his first fish. We went, we bought some worms at Walmart.
By himself?
Oh, by himself. And he's got a little rod, and I casted it out for him. I got to throw it out in the river, and he gets to reel it in. I mean, as soon as you reeled it in, they were biting, and he pulled out this big bluegill, and he's like, well, it wasn't huge. It's maybe the size of my hand.
His perch, but okay.
A little, yeah, the size of my hand. And he's just like, oh my gosh, I caught a fish. And I guess to me, I'm like, this is, I don't know. He's three. He may not remember it, but it's his first fish. He's, no pun intended, hooked. Like, this guy's going to want to go fishing every single weekend now.
Isn't it cool that we have phones and we can record stuff? When we were kids, that didn't happen.
Oh, no.
We don't have these memories.
Yeah.
No.
Did you pull your phone out and get a picture or video or anything?
I did, but I was videoing everything. So, like, every single time I cast that video, I have, like, 20 videos I need to delete.
Great. Unless, when we were kids, somebody had to be rich enough to buy one of those cameras and put it on their shoulders.
Yeah.
Now you just pull out your phone, you got every memory.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, one more. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
I saw this announcement. Hootie and the Blowfish announced 2023 Hootie Fest. It's the greatest concert I've ever seen in my whole life. You ready to hear Hootie Fest?
Yes.
Okay. I'm actually considering going January 25th to 28th in Mexico.
Whoa.
Well, you're going
to go?
Mexico City? Where?
No.
Oh,
in
boy.
Riviera Cancun, Mexico.
Go.
I would love to go, so I'm actually looking into it. But let me read you the lineup here. First of all, Hootie and the Blowfish. The Gin Blossoms.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow we can drive around this town and let the cops chase us around.
Collective Soul.
Wow.
Yeah.
Heaven, let your light shine down.
Everclear.
What?
Watch the world die.
And Edwin McCain. And tell me, if you were born in the 80s, that this isn't the greatest concert ever.
Your crying shoulder, I'll be love suicide.
So, Eddie,
you have to go.
This is bro. Wait, this should be bro fest.
Hey, hey, we know Darius.
Yeah.
Like, can we get
with him?
I mean, can we hitch a ride? Because that's gonna be hard to get to Mexico.
Yeah, that'd be. Pretty airplanes go like right
man,
now.
Man, that'd be awesome, right?
Yes.
That's the kind of concert that really excites me. Because we're jaded. We're in the music industry, so we see all the stuff. Hey, free tickets. That's cool. But like this, a concert Morgan's probably never heard of. Any of them except just the name Hootie and the Blowfish, right?
I heard Hootie and the Blowfish and Edwin McCain because he was on country radio.
And he was in the studio.
Well, he was in the studio.
Oh, yeah, that too.
He really wasn't on country radio. He was just in the studio. So I guess so. So I saw that and think I may try to go in January. That'd be pretty cool. All right, that's What's the Haps. Hey!
Hey! What's the Haps?
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
2-year-old Everett is from Monroe, Wisconsin, but they were on a camping trip in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and he was told over and over not to bring his stuffed sloth. His name was Sammy the Sloth. And the parents were like, don't bring him, please. We're going camping. Well, Everett snuck the sloth, took him to the camping trip, and on the way back, they realized, oh my gosh, Everett, you forgot your favorite teddy bear, Sammy the Sloth. So the mom gets on Facebook. It got shared 3,000 times, and finally someone from Green Bay said, I think I found Sammy the Sloth. He was located in a parking lot in an amusement park in Green Bay, and the employee that found it said, don't worry, I will drive it back to Monroe because I'm going there this weekend, wow. And now Everett is reunited with Sammy the Sloth.
I mean, it's all over the news. I looked it up.
I mean, it's a bizarre story.
Social media users help reunite little boy with lost plushie, and he, I mean, how old Say was?
2.
Yeah, he's real.
But here's the deal.
He loved that sloth, and it made him sad he didn't have it.
But Everett was told over and over, do not bring
he's
the
2.
Sloth.
I tell you stuff all the time, and you still do it,
you're
too.
Right. You're right, yeah.
So I guess 2, it happens. You know? My boss would tell me stuff all the time, and I do it, too. So, all right, good story. Shout out to that person who found it and drove it back down. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time. I got the wheel. We're going to do some more blind karaoke. Oh. Let's go.
Whoa.
I believe Eddie won last time.
No chance. I did not win last time.
That would be Abby.
Abby's defending champion?
Yeah, dude. Remember, I got like Vanilla Ice and I didn't know any of the lyrics.
Lunchbox and I tied.
Abby, our aspiring singer, won, rightfully so.
Yeah, well, she's a singer.
Wow, we're going to do blind karaoke. This time, we're doing 2000s country songs.
Oh.
I'll spin the wheel. It lands on it. You have to sing it. There are no words in front of you. Karaoke, you get words. There are no words. And if you don't know it, you just got to make it up. Blind karaoke, things like Travis Tritt, Great to Be Alive. Rascal Flatts, Life's a Highway. Josh Turner, Your Man. Kid Rock, All Summer Long.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's got a lot of them up here. 2000s country, blind karaoke. That's next. What are you guys complaining about?
This is tough.
I'm not sure I know any of
those. I don't know.
You don't know Big and Rich, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy?
Not really, other than Studley Roy.
Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Well, part of it's not knowing the words. It's knowing the melody and just singing words to it. You know that.
Yeah.
We're playing blind karaoke, and you can't see any words. There are no words on the screen anywhere, but you have to sing along with the track. Okay. And whoever does the best wins. What are you going
to
say, Lunchbox?
Nothing to Lose.
Yeah, I never heard
I got
of that. Never
even nothing
heard
of to the... lose.
Is that oh, Matt yeah, Carney? So
no, Nothing was... to Lose.
No. Come on, Liz.
That is Josh Grayson. What about Breaker 1?
No, the big old flirt. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Okay. Here we go. We roll the dice. Abby, you go first. You're a defending champion. We're going to spin the wheel. Whatever it lands on, you have to sing.
Yes.
Are you ready, champ?
I think I am.
Here we go. Let's spin that wheel!
Give her nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. I was thinking the same thing. You spoke my mind.
Abby, you get Redneck Woman, Gretchen Wilson.
She knows that. Okay.
Can we play a little bit of the real song for our audience, please?
Because I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high-class broad.
Ready. Go.
Well, I ain't never been the Barbie doll type. No, I can't swig that cheap champagne. I'd rather drink beer all night in a tavern or in a honky-tonk or on a four-wheel drive tailgate. I'd have posters on my wall of Skinner, Kid and Straight. Some people look down on me, but I don't give a rip. I stand barefoot with a baby on my hip, cause I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high class broad. I'm just a product of my race. And I say hey y'all and yee-haw. And I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long. And I know all the words to every Charlie Daniels song. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping it country. A big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me.
Hell yeah!
All right, there she is, Abby. Nice job.
Wow, I tried to do less dancing because
you know all this.
Can
time?
I show? Can I say something? Can I give you a note?
Yes.
I saw growth there. Not just for the game. I saw you forget words and you started to lower your head and go like, "I suck," and you went, "I got to keep going."
Okay, good.
I noticed progress. You check yourself and go, "Don't do that. Just keep going." Mm-hmm. And you did.
Okay.
Just keep going. As your career, you want to sing. You did wonderfully, not even in this game, in that. And that's what you have to do out there. Just keep going. Okay, judges, Mike D, Scuba Steve himself, write your score down 1 through 10 for Abby. We'll check back in with you guys in a second.
She was good.
Redneck Woman. Got her score.
Guys, I don't think we can compete with that.
Okay.
You can take that. You want to be a loser?
Lunch, you have no chance.
Next step. Okay.
Never know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, you've been pretty consistent with your scores, I'm being honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up is... Producer Eddie.
Come on! Let's go!
Now, we've only played this game twice in the last year, and Eddie won one, and Abby won one.
I know.
Eddie, what's your emotion right now? What are you feeling?
2000s country, not really my strength here. I'm looking at a couple of songs on the board. I like Chicken Fried by Zach Brown. If I can get that, dude, I will dominate.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, well, good luck.
I remember last time Eddie said, if I get Vanilla Ice, I'm going to dominate. They didn't know a single word.
Trust me, Chicken Fried, I got it.
Trust me. Okay, here we go. Here's Eddie. We're going to spin the wheel, and let's see what he gets. Let's spin that wheel!
Nothing to lose.
Oh, God.
Nothing to lose.
Big old flirt.
Here we go. Oh, there it is, Eddie.
Eddie, you got
chicken
fried.
Yeah!
You know
that I'm a chicken fryer.
Let's go! Okay, you don't understand.
What do
you don't understand. What? Like, whenever he says it, it lands on it.
But was there anything suspicious there?
No, there wasn't anything suspicious, but I manifest things like, give me the lottery numbers, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's amazing.
There
every
are
time
only five songs
Yeah, it's
there.
Like Eddie's got a one in, I mean, it's only 10%. There's like 10 left.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying, but like every time he does it, he hits it every time. It's so stupid.
You know that I'm a chicken fryer.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we, for our audience, can they please hear the song?
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night.
In 3, 2, 1.
Oh, this is for Georgia out there. The land of the pines. Is that not right? You know that I'm a chicken fry. Cold beer on a Friday night. pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. I like to see the sunrise. Oh, damn. Oh, look on my lover's eyes. Pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. Here we go. I knew I grew up along the Georgia pines. That's home, you know. Neon signs and girls and homemade wine. Where the peaches grow, there ain't not much to talk about all night. That's what I call home. And then you know it's grown on southern ground.
Yeah!
With a little bit of chicken fried.
Whoa!
Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio up. I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes.
Wow.
Tell the preacher of a precious child and a mother's love.
There he is, producer Eddie. Okay.
I'm a chicken fry.
Eddie, how? Well, first of all, it's not. You're not a chicken fryer.
I'm not.
No. I'm chicken.
Hold on. What were you saying?
You know that I'm a chicken fryer.
You're out of your mind. Are you kidding?
That's how it starts.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. Because the song's called Chicken Fried, right?
If and that's we all... the words, I've said it. I've sang it wrong my whole life. Before I make fun of him, I've been wrong in so many words. Ray, would you pull up the Zac Brown version? I thought it started off, you know I like my chicken fried.
No.
You say, you know I'm a chicken fryer.
So it's Zach, right? He's the dude. You know I'm a chicken fryer.
If that's right, I'm going to be shocked, and I will take any punishment you give me for judging you.
Huh. Oh.
Okay, can we hear it, please?
You know, well, I'm a chicken fryer.
Yeah.
He's not a chicken fryer, bro.
That's what he, did you not hear him? He said, you know that I'm a chicken fryer.
He's not working at Charlie's Chicken. He's not frying out the chicken when you drive through.
No. What did he say? I like my chicken fried?
Yes. You know I like my chicken fried.
You know I like my chicken fried.
Wow.
I thought you just messed up.
No. I thought that's what it said the
you
whole
know
time.
I'm a chicken fryer?
Wow, you're telling me I've been singing this wrong the whole time.
Yes.
That's funny.
You know that I'm a chicken
fryer. And not
fryer.
On purpose.
Huh.
Okay, so you did pretty good. What did you feel about the performance?
Well,
then?
I missed words. I mean, once that verse started, I was kind of like, I didn't know where it's going.
Oh, you went into that way
early?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
okay. Are you talking crap?
Look at her. It's always risky to be in the competition.
I will say, energy,
so
very low.
Yeah.
That's an upbeat song. You're like, oh, you're trying
like,
to go
I'm
run.
Kill
Have
this,
you ever seen Zach sing it? He just stands there.
I
you know,
will
I'm a
say that he's not chicken fire.
And the lyrics are wrong.
You didn't mess up lyrics. Everybody's going to mess up lyrics.
Right.
I don't judge as much on that.
Thank you.
You committed. You stayed on. It's pretty good. It
Thanks,
wasn't as
dude.
Good as you said, so that kind of makes me go, well, you didn't live up to expectations. But it was still pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, I was expecting to get blown away.
Okay, but Amy is really killing herself for her performance by all this. Okay, we will come back. Hey, are we playing a song or are we going to break?
Break.
Okay, I was going to play Chicken Fryer right now, but we'll wait.
Chicken Fryer!
Yes. We'll come back with Amy and then Lunchbox and Blind Karaoke next. Blind Karaoke, this is the second half. Blind Karaoke, this
first.
Is the second half. Abby perform
Abby, what song
first.
Did you do? Redneck Woman.
Abby, what song did you do? Good job.
Yeah. Redneck
Eddie,
Woman.
Chicken Fried.
Chicken Fried by Zach Brown. Which you
chicken
learned
fried.
Today, it's chicken not Chicken
by
Zach Brown.
No, apparently it says, you know I like my chicken fried.
No,
apparently it says, you know I like my chicken fried.
You
know that I'm a chicken fryer.
You
know that I'm a chicken fryer.
And you thought that.
My whole life, and I'm shocked.
I'm shocked that you thought that, but I've also thought dumb things.
I'm glad that you guys told me after I was done singing. I'm glad that you guys told me after I was done singing because then that would have thrown my whole brain off.
2000s country, all on a wheel. 2000s country, whatever it lands on, you sing. There are no words.
Whatever it lands on, you sing. There are no words. Don't get it right. You just gotta make it up.
That's why it's blind karaoke.
Amy, are you ready?
Get it right. You just gotta make it up. Amy, are you ready?
Of all these, no preference.
Nope.
You don't preference
for
life,
like,
life is a highway. It's a great life is a highway. It's a great day to be alive.
Yeah, that's
a
good one. That would
be
awesome.
Well,
I used to cry in the shower.
You can simply don't pour water on it.
Good direction.
You don't pour water on it.
All right, here we go. Let's
spin that wheel.
All right, here we go. Let's
spin that wheel.
Amy was talking
crap. Amy manifested. Go ahead.
Amy was talking crap.
Amy manifested. Go ahead.
I don't know what to do.
Our song.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Our song. Yeah, don't
you're
miss.
Welcome. You're
and don't
welcome.
Mess. Yeah, don't miss this one.
That's
don't
right.
Mess.
Taylor's a tough one. That's right.
Daddy so hard.
Taylor's a tough one.
You critique Daddy so
hard. Our song is your girl.
You
Come on,
wanted.
Taylor.
Your girl.
Our song is your girl. Come on, Taylor.
Your
girl.
So hard. And I wouldn't care.
You critique Daddy
so hard.
Let's see what you say about our song.
I know that's.
Let's see what you say about our song.
We hear the original, please. Okay. Ray, we hear the original.
Our song is a slave of strange doors. Our song is a slave of strange doors.
Can we hear the instrumental, please? Can we hear the instrumental, please? Can you hear that pretty good, Amy? Can you hear that
Amy.
Pretty good, Amy?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Amy.
Hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can
just
hear
it. She was in a zone. She was like, not here.
Hey,
she was in a zone. Like, she was like, not here.
Hey.
Ray, are you ready to start it from scratch? Here we go. Three. Ray, are you ready to start it from scratch? Here we go. Three, two, go.
Let's go. Taylor Swift. Let's go.
2000.
Taylor Swift.
2000s.
Okay.
Okay.
I was riding shotgun with my hair undone. I was riding shotgun with my hair undone.
In the front seat of his car.
He had one hand here, the other on the steering wheel.
He had one hand here, the other on the steering wheel.
The other on my
turn down, turn the radio up and then
turn down, turn the radio up and then down.
She said, hey baby, are you good looking?
Yeah, listen, that's our song.
Yeah, listen, that's our song.
And he said, our song is a slam screen door.
Our song is a slam screen door.
Sneaking out late, tapping on your phone, don't
talk when you're on the phone.
Cause it's late and your mama don't know.
Cause it's late and your mama don't know.
Our song is slamming the door.
Swing the bed like a gnome.
And where I come home,
where I said amen,
asking God,
asking God
to play it again.
There she is,
Amy. Wow, pretty good.
There she is, Amy.
I thought she was going to do terrible, but she did better than I thought.
It's a two-person race right now.
I thought you would.
It's a two-person race right now.
I thought you would do better. You sang that song 10,000 times and then you asked for it.
I
thought you knew the words. You sang that song 10,000 times.
She got most of the words.
She got most of the words.
She got most of the words.
I don't know the song then.
And then the final part of the whole
song. I don't know the song then.
And then the final part of the whole song.
No, that was a remix.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was a remix.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
Okay.
You forgot to say remix. You forgot to say remix.
Headlining the show is Lunchbox, and he'll be singing. Here is that song, Lunchbox. Can you hear? Hold on. Can you hear?
Listen.
Yeah,
it
was just really loud. I don't know how to get to that part, but we're gonna go. Ray, can you play the instrumental for a second? Do you want me to cue you in when it's your turn to go?
I feel sadder. We're all gonna die. I feel sadder. Hopefully not on the highway. You don't want to die on the highway. You don't want to die on the highway. No. The gifts surrounded by loved ones on a bed. Like I love the energy. They can't visualize it. They're trying to actually sing. It's weird, right?
Me, I was trying to sing, but I just don't know that song.
I know life is highway.
I
know life is highway. Okay. Can you tell me the first line of that song, then?
Goes,
can you tell me the first line of that song,
Yeah. I would have struggled with that one, but I'd have made stuff up. I would have struggled with that one, but I'd have made stuff up. Everybody just don't be mad. Here we go, we're going to dance and shout. Because everybody knows all about. I just said somebody knows all about. I just said stuff like that. Like Hickory Dickory Dock.
You wouldn't say we're all going to die, but hopefully not.
You wouldn't say we're all going to die, but hopefully not on a highway.
I did like our loved ones.
I like that one, too. That was nice. He's very peaceful. I like that one, too. That was nice. He's very peaceful.
Wow. Okay. I'm looking at the scores here. Okay. WOW.
I got a feeling I did not win that one. That was my worst performance.
Yeah, that was the worst.
Okay. Amy, you did not win. You got 18 points. Amy, you did not win. You got
18. Wow, 18. That's big. Wow, 18. That's big.
What are you calculating there, Amy?
I'm writing down.
What are you calculating there, Amy?
Why? Are we going to put that in your scrapbook?
You didn't win.
He
said you didn't win. You didn't win.
The last time you got 16, you got better. But last time you got 16, you got better. Higher than
this guy.
That's what I mean. The scores are higher than
this guy.
One of the judges gave Lunchbox 0. One of the judges gave Lunchbox 0. The first ever 0. The first ever 0.
That's not possible.
Scuba gave me a 0.
I'm not saying good.
Job, Scuba gave me a zero.
I'm not saying good job, Lunchbox Scuba. Lunchbox was given a zero by the guy. Lunchbox was given a zero.
Mike, you gave me a zero. I got life as a highway, man. Zero. I got life as a highway, man.
Lunchbox total score of 12.
Jeez. Lunchbox total score of 12. Mike, if you would have given me some points, you would have won. Mike, if you would have given me some points, you loser.
No, you wouldn't have. Okay, Amy. That's no, 1 point game between. That's 1 point game between.
There's a 1 point difference here. There's a 1 point difference here.
Eddie or Abby? Eddie, you got a 20.
I did lose.
I got a 20.
Did you not see my performance? It was so good.
I feel like I was very similar.
And Abby, you got a
really.
Yes. What?
And Abby, you got a
20.
Oh.
What? Abby is the
winner. Abby is the winner. Tune in, redefining champ, you'll be back next time. This is from May in Kentucky.
I listen to you every day. I have a morning corny for you. What has 100 ears but cannot hear? A cornfield.
I think if you ended your corny with that same laugh, it'd be much funnier.
Okay.
Almost like Pee Wee Herman, isn't it?
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's a thread online where people are talking about the things they silently judge other people for, and I have the top things. It's littering of any kind.
Personalized license plates.
Oh. Ooh, you silently judge?
Wow, really?
Well, I do. I guess that's not silent anymore, is it?
No, pretty vocal.
Yeah, I guess it depends if it's like hot guy. You know, Mr. Love. Okay. I'm like, okay, dude. All right, what else?
Leaving the bathroom without washing hands.
All the time. Not even silent. I'll be like, just the Lunchbox didn't wash his hands.
He does it all the time.
And I know he sat in there for 30 minutes.
Leaving the shopping cart out in the middle of the parking lot without returning it to a
yes.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Parents who swear at their kids in public.
Oh, my gosh.
Or in private.
Okay.
And then being nasty to service workers.
Yeah, that's one, too.
According to a new survey, students who play music while studying are more likely to have a GPA above 3.2, which is pretty awesome.
I wonder if it's because, one, they're just studying. Yeah. Like, regardless if you're playing music or not, they're just studying.
Oh, good call.
And so most people that don't have a good GPA probably aren't putting in the work. And then, two, I wonder, I could listen to music, but only to a point. I couldn't really listen to songs I knew all the words to.
Because you're singing along.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I get knocked down. And now I get up again. You're never going to let. Oh, crap. I forgot I'm doing history.
Then you're
here.
Dancing.
Yeah, I got Chumbawamba just blaring. Yeah.
The most popular genres are classical, R&B, and country.
Classical makes sense because you're not really listening to any words.
Yes. They say the reasons why is because it's therapeutic. It helps them focus and absorb the information. And then it just makes studying more fun. So to your point, it's like making them actually study. So Willie Nelson shared with the New York Times that he had COVID earlier this year, and it was very severe.
He beat COVID?
Yes.
That's the one person I thought, if he gets COVID.
Yeah, donezo.
That's it.
Yeah,
wow.
He's 89 years old, and it was a struggle for sure. We had known that someone in the Willie Nelson family band got COVID because they had to cancel some shows a few months ago, but it was Willie, and they had to convert their ranch into a hospital situation. And he did not think he was going to make it, but he's back.
The Lord has shown favor on us all by keeping Willie Nelson alive.
That's right.
Yes. Wow. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
when an 86-year-old gets out of bed without breaking a hip, we're like, yeah, man, amazing. Well, this 86-year-old, Mark Britt.
No, we're not.
I like it when they don't get hurt, but I guess I don't.
I mean, it's amazing. If they can get out of bed at 86 without breaking a hip or a foot or...
I agree. It's great that they don't hurt. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, but 86-year-old Mark Braley of California, he's still playing water polo.
That water polo, I've never played
it's crazy.
Water polo in any regulated or official sense. But we've gotten the pool and like thrown the ball and stuff. Maybe harder than soccer as far as when it comes to cardio.
Yeah.
And soccer, you're running all over the place all the time. And that's like soccer's legit and it's really hard.
Yeah, because you can't grab the sides in water polo.
You're swimming in the whole
time. Dragging water.
And you don't put your feet on the ground. And he's 86 years old. He said, I'm by far the worst player on our team, but I still love it. And I loved all the guys in the locker room.
That's what you say after your soccer games now, too, when you play.
You're him.
And I
got 45 years to go to get to his age and still be playing.
How is soccer going for you?
It's going all right. Last week we had a game and some guy said he was talking trash. So I said something to him. I was like, I stole it from him. And I was like, it looks like I didn't get shook there, did I? And he goes, where'd they get this guy from underneath a bridge?
What? What's your hair?
And
not,
I was
that's
like,
not an age thing. It's just your look right now.
What a weird joke.
I mean, but I'll be
look
honest.
At him, Amy.
Amy.
Amy, it made me laugh though. I was like, damn, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it was because you kind of looked like
it
that.
Was great. It was like a good little thing. And I was like, oh, that's funny. And then another guy was saying something and he goes, you guys suck. You can't even score. We're playing a man down. I was like, well, you kind of suck because you ain't scoring on us. And he goes, dude, how old are you?
Yeah, that was your comeback?
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. You do much better in here. And there's not a threat of being beaten up. I guess.
No.
My younger guys. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, wait, we can't score. Well, they couldn't score either. It was tied 1-1. So.
We don't need to hear that. But
him
analysis
talking,
of the game.
Him talking trash about us not being able to score is like, well, you're not scoring either. So what? And I said,
well, they were a man down, though, right?
Well, they were a girl.
Okay, I'm not doing this. Never mind. No, walking me to a place I don't want to go.
Too much man.
But yeah, dude, Mark Braley, water polo. Good job, dude.
Good job. That's awesome, Mark Braley. We would aspire to just not
break a hip,
getting
out
of
bed,
and he's playing water polo.
Yeah.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.